escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What yes, up, sir. Everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, west, all
sounds like
of
out
places.
Of breath, JP. What the hell is going on?
Dog, everything was cool. Like, everything was good. My ride was, like, quite pleasant, easy going.
Easy like Sunday morning?
Dog, and then I get to 395.
I'm easy.
You know me, B. There's not much that I don't discuss on air.
Well, we know. You discuss everything on air.
Whatever.
Especially when it's somebody else's business.
Well, I'm not going to, because whatever was happening on 395, shout out to DC's Finest. I'll never really understand why you got to block 2.5 lanes of a 3-lane road to deal with a situation, but the situation didn't look great.
Situational?
It looked situational, for sure. Situational awareness. And for me to have some situational awareness this morning, I'm just going to move on. All right. I'm here for the beginning of the show. No problem.
Let's do it, baby.
No problem on the old 395, 695, 895 exchange.
Yeah.
How are you, B?
I'm good, man.
Gil's here. Hello,
yeah.
Gil. Great to have him in town.
Hey, hang out with my boy, man. Been friends with that dude for a long time, Jay.
Woo. How long have you two known each other?
I was 6 when I met Gil.
Damn. And now you're... So, Landfill, by your math, so how long has B-Mitch known Gil then?
61 years.
I am in the building, Landfill, today now. You got to remember, I can walk over there and touch you.
Yeah, I mean.
61 what?
Landfill's just 61 doing the years. Math.
Minus 10, fool.
I don't think so.
Yeah, fool.
Eons.
Eons.
61 eons.
The Jurassic period. we're off and running. Tomorrow's a game day. Yesterday was the end of training camp. You know, with the Commanders, it's interesting because they're going to have to kind of turn things on. But more and more, as we get further and further into this new world of 17 games and 3 preseason games and this big 2-week break, like we have these discussions about, like, oh, you know, the intensity of practice and all this, like, roster cuts aren't what they used to be because it's basically a 70-man roster. Like, everything has changed so significantly. If you go back to before the schedule changes and before the COVID changes, it was cutthroat as hell.
Very.
Because you had to trim it to 60. I mean, one of the toughest scenes I always thought, you had to trim it down to 60. So then you just have to cut 7 more guys. And the practice squad was only like whatever it was, 5 or 6 fellas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. And you still had a 4th preseason game.
Yeah.
The amount of veterans that ended up playing, and unfortunately, just the math would suggest getting hurt in 4th preseason games, like, it was astonishing. I remember being on the field for some preseason games and seeing, like, veteran players with real contracts, like, yep, we got to go. And so I think we still have this mentality of the old roster cuts and such, and you really did have to ramp up, because in that era, you were
you played that
fourth preseason game, depending what when you opened the season, was exactly a week out, and you're playing for a roster spot.
Yeah, but it
it's
was
just
like,
not like that.
They knew who the guys were by the time the fourth preseason game came, and what happened. You know, you have 53 guys, and they were those 53 guys. And so you got 60 people on that last roster, and it's going to be the guys playing from the end. And you, some of the guys, you know, they were on offense, defense, special teams, on every one of them, and they weren't going to play. The starters didn't, the actual starters didn't get in the game. Guys knew you were going to be going, you know, multiple. You're going to be playing a lot of minutes that all those times. That third preseason game was the one where you'll get the starters going two quarters, go to halftime, come out, and they may get a drive or two in that third quarter. Then you start taking them out. But that fourth game, they didn't get much play because you didn't want to have one of your starters get hurt. You know what I mean? So it was weird, but still, a lot of guys knew exactly what they can go do. I don't know.
It's just it's very
it's a different game. It's a different game.
Going into tomorrow, noon kickoff, third preseason game. It's just it's a very different setup.
Yeah.
And so I did the Trapper Dive podcast last night. The Hogs Haven guys. I don't know if you know those guys, like Dre and Jamal. They're just I know Jeff knows those guys. I always enjoy going on with them. And we had a lot of the conversation was about B-Rob and kind of how it got here. A lot of the conversation was about Terry and kind of how it got there. But then, you know, a popular topic right now, I mean, Lamphill might even have this on the show sheet, right? Like roster cutdowns are coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a surprise cut.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Really won't be none.
Unless you want to have a Luke McCaffrey discussion, which I would be surprised if Luke gets cut. He was he's a top 100 pick from a year ago. DQ yesterday talking with us. Talked about how much improvement he's seen from Luke. Cliff, Cliff will call you out. Cliff is a no BS officer in the mold of the great Landini. Cliff doesn't talk as frequently as DQ, so he's not going to talk about as many people as DQ. Mm-hmm. But Cliff sounded really encouraged when he did talk about Luke, whenever that was, probably a week ago-ish, whenever Cliff spoke last. The staff either actually really likes what they're seeing or is at least trying to encourage the young man. Like,
the difference is this. You and me and the multitude of fans that watch it, we're looking for him to be damn near a finished product. They have levels of what they're willing to see based off the fact that he had changed that position. And then they draft him because they see that potential. And I was talking to someone yesterday at the practice, and they were like, man, this is a quick one, huh? And I say, but you got to realize, if they hit the things that the coaches have set, it's damn good for them. For us, some of us that still have the old mindset, and some of us who are looking for the team to be damn near where we want them to be week one, we go, they need to do a little more. And I think that's the disconnect, where the coaches have a level what they're looking for. We're looking for damn near perfection.
Agreed.
I think we also get so like football hungry and football starved that we just want to see football. You know what I mean? And because of that, I think there's. I was talking with a young person, not Jeff, a young person, about don't get caught up in the everyday nature of August football. And try to remember that, like, there's 17 games coming.
Yeah.
And every rep, every snap, every roster move, like, a lot of these will have a very, very little ripple on what is a 17-game regular season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they signed George Fant the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some reaction like, oh man, they must be worried if Cosme's going to be ready.
No.
One thing has nothing to do with the other.
Yeah.
Not to mention Fant's a tackle.
Yeah.
So it's just like we search for this like higher meaning in everything that's occurring on August 7th and August 11th.
People are always looking for something that's not there. And I think the ultimate thing is just look at it like this. In everything that you do, you prepare, and you try to get as close to what the people that prepare for a marathon, they have training schedules, and they're getting closer and closer to that 26 miles as they get closer to the race. But once they get to the race, they normally taper it back off a little bit. When you're getting ready to run the 100 meters, you never run the 100 meters as fast as you do on the day that you run and set those records, do you? But you get closer and closer to it. The NFL has come up with a mindset, well, we don't have to get close to it at all. We're going to just get ready to go do the season, and then we're going to play it. And it works, in essence, because sometimes most teams do the exact same thing. And if your team is better than that other team that's doing exactly what you're doing, you both get better in the next 3 to 4 weeks when the season starts. But if you're already better than them, you're still going to be better than them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the team that may be better than you and you're trying to catch them, you don't seem to catch them. You get what I'm saying? So that's the thing you got to be careful of. And, like, you know, when you get a special quarterback, that changes things a little bit for you.
Changes everything.
But
that's why he's the best category.
When I talk to players individually, I tell everyone I'm the same. And this, and I don't think this is stepping on toes of ownership. This ain't stepping on toes of coaches or front offices. I say the rules are whatever they are. But this damn game is still as hard as it was when I played it. I understand what the rules are. But guess what? Why do we have police officers when you're on the road? Because everybody don't follow the speed limit, right?
Somebody
so everybody on that damn sure football didn't. Field, that's why they got referees. Everybody's not following the rules. So if you go out there half-stepping and you know you could have worked a little harder and you go around there tiptoeing, and somebody hits you in your damn head, you're hurt. But if you go around there full speed and you're prepared for it, you may be able to drop the boom on them before they get the boom on you. So I tell every guy, make sure your body is where your body needs to be. The coaches, they design that stuff for the overall, everybody get to a certain level.
Ramp up.
But when Dan Riley was here, one of the best strength coaches in the history of the NFL, and he was like, you doing more than what I'm asking you to do. I said, what you mean? He said, I could just tell because when you come in here, you're much more stronger. I said, yeah, I go to World Gate and I do the routines and things for me that I like doing. He said, really? He said, well, look, to be safe, come in here. So we would have to lift weights like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. I show up at 6, 6:30 and do all of the Olympic lifts that he wouldn't allow people to do. But I had the right technique. I would do them. Because I needed to be at that level. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I tell guys, keep doing it. Because if you fall in the line, I'm just going to go get whatever they give me. You may not get where you need to be. And then the only person you can blame, you are at your house. and you're not on a team, it's you.
So it's interesting. Our guy Cody Betts just sent me an interesting tweet saying, if Beamidge played in today's era of the NFL, would he have a better or worse career?
It'd be way better.
Why?
Because the other people ain't working as hard. And I wouldn't have to worry about practicing like I was practicing, but I could still get the level I was going to get because I'm going to go do it myself. But I didn't get hurt when I played back then in that rough, rough, rough era with all those two-a-days and all the pads. Today, I would have to do is be working out extra because from what I'm seeing, I wouldn't have got what I wanted, but I was going to get it.
Well, I also think, like, you wouldn't.
And I watched defensive backs, and I watched people tackling who refuse to go to the ground. They just think you're going to go to the ground for them. That right there would have opened, it would have had me chomping at the bit. If I know you're not going to try to tackle me,
but I
don't
think you would have known the difference. Like, if you were just playing now, you'd think this is how you play now.
I would not have.
Right.
In that era I played, it was crazy as hell, and I still was doing that extra stuff then.
Speaking of that era.
Think about that.
Yeah. So I started the Cowboys have a new documentary on Netflix of Jerry Jones first buying the team. And you can tell it's pretty Jerry sanitized. Like, it'll be very interesting how they portray everything when it starts to go bad. But if you think about it, Jerry bought the Cowboys in 89, they were terrible. Terrible again in 90. 91, they really start to break through. Then 92, 93, they had that period of dominance for, you know, five, 6 years. One really cool moment last night was, now granted, y'all lost that game, but you were also undefeated, 14-2 regular season. Mm-hmm. You know, occasionally teams lose. They showed this clip of RFK when the Cowboys come to town, and then they showed John Madden talking about the 91 Skins, team you won a Super Bowl with, team that, in hindsight, I believe kind of changed my life and put me on the path I'm currently on, just being obsessed with that team. And in it, they showed it, the 91 team was good, but they needed somebody else. Mm-hmm. And then that offseason, they traded for Charles Haley. Mm-hmm. I remember Charles Haley, the player. Mm-hmm. I had never heard him speak or heard some of the stories of him.
Yeah.
How crazy is that dude?
Charles Haley was my neighbor.
Where?
So, here. So
he lived here?
Charles Haley is from, Lynchburg, wherever. And Charles lived, so you know my house, where my house is.
Yeah.
So if you go through the woods in my house, but directly behind my house was Charles Haley's house. Then directly across the street from Charles was Gary Clark's house.
He went to JMU?
Those dudes went to school together. Yes.
Damn, I did not know that.
Yes.
He's from Gladys, Virginia.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a Gladys, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Gladys is a small town.
So those listen, bro. So I was told the story.
Can we have a quick Charles Haley discussion, though, beyond his local ties? That dude seems nuts.
He is. I don't know if I've ever told this story to you. So I come when they were building my house. So I come up one day, and the guy's like, yo, Mr. Mitchell, man, you got to talk to your neighbor. I'm like, who? I don't know nobody. I hadn't moved in here yet. The guy around the street, I'm like, what guy? So they would leave their backhoes like there.
Pause.
Charles would come get their backhoe and take it, ride it to his house, do work, and bring it back.
Just borrowing a.
I say, hold on. You telling me to talk to him, I say, that's yours. How about you talk to him, or you just go talk to the authorities about it? Man, you see how big he is? I was like, who cares? But I can't tell him what to do. I come back the next day, he got a backhoe and another piece of the equipment at his house. He didn't care.
The story.
The dude's a fool, man.
The story as it was told in the documentary.
About the shoe?
No, about the car. Desk. So he wanted out of San Fran for whatever reason. He and George Seifert did not get along.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill Walsh built the Niners. Bill Walsh eventually retired. George Seifert took over and did a good job. I think Seifert probably has two Super Bowl rings, if I had to guess, at least one, as a head coach, I'm saying. For whatever reason, Haley wanted out. and nobody was listening to him about his desire to leave San Francisco. And the Niners then were absolutely the gold standard of the NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
Montana, Rice,
yeah,
Roger Craig, right? John Taylor. To prove his point, apparently, Charles Haley walked into Seifert's office and peed on his desk.
Yeah, but he done the number two in somebody's shoe, too, in San Fran.
Maybe Gilbert Arenas was a big Charles Haley
fan. He was a different dude, bro. Listen, I chipped him in a game.
Dude, what was that like?
I chipped him, and I got him. Like, listen to me, dude. I'll be honest. When I played, I didn't care how big you were. We all on this football field, and I got to come. I told you, I transformed. I chipped him coming off of Jim Lachey, and he kind of, like, crumbled. And maybe 3 weeks later, because, you know, he lived in Dallas at the time. 3 weeks later, I hear. I'm like, who the hell is just knocking on my door like that? Like, what the hell is wrong with you, dude? Man, why the hell you hit me like that?
3 weeks.
He's at my house because he lives in the neighborhood. He's like, man, y'all paying him all that damn money. Why you got to help him? I said, my job was to chip, dude. And you kept coming off the edge. And I told you the first time. Next time, I'm going to get you. And I said, I got you. He said, if I do that again, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to hit you again. He said, well, I'm going to help him move me to the other side. I said, I'm going to slide over there, too. And he told me and that day when I realized what I was dealing, he said, man, you're crazy. Nobody ever do that to me. I say, well, I must be crazy. Because if you come around there again, I'm going to hit your ass one more time, homie. But he called me crazy.
What a great.
You at my house, bamming on my door, and I got this arsenal in here. You don't know what could happen to you, dog.
God, that's a great story. That guy seems
but Charles,
nuts.
But the nicest, coolest dude in the world when he's not in that mindset.
So he talked about how he's Charles, he's Charlie, and then he's Chuck. And you never want to deal with Chuck.
Well, Chuck was the football player.
You talking about Keith.
Hey, man.
Got to be a psycho.
Hey, everybody has to do something to be where they want to go.
Let's talk cuts. Let's talk, is there a surprise cut?
Andrew could tell you some stories.
I am sure. I am
this
sure.
This is Andrew.
I know Gil. I don't want to meet Andrew. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.